This segment with Baylor Director of Athletics, Mac Rhodes, is sponsored by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, serving Texans since 1952. Edward Jones Investments with John Maddox, Ben Erlinson, Brad Hill, and Brad Wilson, making sense of investments. Myatt Fuels, our family would love to serve yours. If you need fuel or lubricant, we're here for you.
All right, ESPN Central Texas, we continue our broadcast from Balcones Distilling. We're here tonight till 6 o'clock. The Dr. Pepper people have just shown up with a lot of their product as well. Yesterday, Pete Thamel with a report when Lynn Swann announced his resignation as the AD at Southern Cal, which was not a surprise, linked names of interest for Southern Cal. We're now joined by Baylor Director of Athletics, Mac Rhodes, with us live on ESPN Central Texas. Mac, not only did Pete Thamel have the report of potential candidates of interest to USC that included your name, my source is also saying that Southern Cal would be very interested in sitting down and visiting with you and that you could be a lead candidate. Where is that right now?
Well, that's the way we're going to start the interview off, huh? Look, here's what I'll say. You know, I'm certainly grateful that you know other Power Five programs recognize what we've accomplished here at Baylor in 3 years, and I really put the emphasis on we. Right, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with, and you know, I'm grateful also to Dr. Livingstone. I'm appreciative to her and to our Board of Regents and the commitment that they've made to my family and me. And you know, we're 100% committed to our Baylor family, to Baylor University and to our staff and our 500 student-athletes for the foreseeable future. You know, I think Baylor is an unbelievable institution. You know, I said 3 years ago that we, Amy and I and our family, were called to be here, and I still believe that. And you know, as long as we can continue to you know, compete at the highest level, achieve at the highest level, when we think about preparing champions for life and our four pillars, we're going to continue to do that. And I just feel like we've got a lot more work to do here. You know, my humble opinion, USC is an unbelievable institution, you know, great people, great tradition, but you know, BU and you know, Baylor, I believe in it, and I think it's better, and I'd put, you know, our collective group of coaches and executive team and staff up against anybody in the country, and as I've said, I'm looking forward to doing a lot more here at Baylor.
So when these things come about, what's that like, you know, for you to deal with and field calls or whatever that is that went on?
You know, there's always, again, a lot of speculation. And again, you know, I know it's a shock to you both that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's reported that's not always true. But, you know, it's humbling. And you know, I certainly need to remember, and hopefully I always will remember, that anytime your name is mentioned for another opportunity, right, it's because of the people that you work with. It's because of the institution that you're at, and I truly believe that we've done some really, really good things here in the last 3 years, and that's because of the people we have. And yet, you know, I say this all the time, we're not done, right? We've got a long way to go, and, you know, we want to be the best in everything, not just in just, you know, particular things or certain things, but we want to be the best when it comes to athletic success and academic achievement and character formation and spiritual growth. And, you know, I was blessed, my family was blessed that we were called to be here. And we look forward to again being here and continue to do the work.
When someone, I think, and you mentioned it, it's an incredible compliment. I know it's signs that can make people nervous and there's anxiety, and that's a compliment that as well. Doesn't it? It's not only a compliment, Mac, that Southern Cal, whoever, reaches out to you and they see what you and others are doing. But isn't it a compliment as well to what to that fans, I mean, 100% reaction that I received was, you know, many things. And what the hell? And what's going on? Make sure you ask him. Of course, I was like, not going to bring it up today. But of course we were. But isn't that something that from someone like you that a lot of people may not have known until August of 2000 and what was it, 16? That everyone is locked into what you've done and appreciates what you've done as well.
Well, I mean, that's awfully, you know, nice of our fans, and certainly grateful to them, because, you know, they've embraced not only me and Amy and our family, but they've embraced what we're trying to do, and we couldn't do it without them. I mean, you know, let's be honest, we couldn't do it without them and the support that they've provided. And again, it's humbling. I'm certainly glad that they appreciate what we're doing, and again, we're all on this journey together, and we're going to continue on this journey together. You know, I know that, you know, as an athletic director, you don't always make decisions that are most popular. I will say that we work really hard to make the right decisions that are best for the university, that are best for our athletic department, and certainly that are the best for our student athletes. But, again, grateful for our fans, and again, all of this is humbling, because again, it takes so many different people to be able to make progress and to move forward, and I'm one small part of that.
So you're not leaving?
I'm not leaving.
Okay. And obviously it's because of the clear downgrade in radio guys you'd have to deal with. I mean, it's a step down.
You know what? That
go.
Was like high on the list under consideration. Yes, of course.
Seriously, pros and cons. Where were we under cons? Like, you don't have to deal with those annoying guys every Tuesday.
You know, right, it's either yay, nay, or abstain. So on the spreadsheet, you were under abstain. So
I've got a lot of reaction. Paul, we have a lot of reaction on the text line.
I'll take abstain.
A lot of it's very positive. People excited about the news that you're not. And again, Pete Thamel is a very well-respected journalist with what he does and how he writes and what he does as a college athletics writer. But I saw that and I was like, you know, okay, we got some things to talk about. So that's good. Now,
can we talk about something else now, please?
Yeah, we can. Let's talk about 3 o'clock kickoffs in September in the state of Texas. Now, I'm of the belief that if it's a huge game, you know, I know that you probably have even taken some heat, so to speak, but this is about network. It wasn't like one of the big boy networks, but is there any way the Big 12 can combine together, or can you explain, because you know that the fan base melted on Saturday afternoon, no matter what your peripheral group did to keep people hydrated and refreshed and cooled down. What is that about? And is that something that you think ever be something that a network would understand and not do again?
It's a great question, you know, and, you know, full transparency. We had conversations about this back in May and with our TV partners, and, you know, doing everything we can not to play, you know, in the afternoon during the month of September, especially in our part of the world. Obviously that didn't happen. We're certainly not thrilled about it, because I think it comes down to, you know, health and safety for our student athletes and certainly health and safety for our fans. And you know, I think we have to have some continued conversation on it, and that's probably the best answer that I can give right now at this point in time. But I think we need to be really, really careful. And you know, I'm so grateful to our football, you know, health and wellness staff, you know, Andrew Althoff and Matt Keel, and just the unbelievable job, you know, they did in terms of preparing our student athletes. And that's not something that you begin on Thursday, right? You begin on, you know, Sunday after the Stephen F. Austin game, and you know, all of the things that they did, and outside the box stuff too, like like the you know, the arm trowel. That was something that, you know, Andrew Althoff was able to talk to the Army, something they do, this trowel of ice where you stick your forearms in and it cools down your blood and therefore cools down your body temperature pretty rapidly. Our players call it, after Althoff, Andy Althoff, call it the Toff trowel. But, you know, the shade structures, and, you know, we rented a refrigerated truck from Penske, had a refrigerator truck out there, and so we did a lot of different things. Our health and wellness team was terrific, and our game management staff was unbelievable, I think, as well, in terms of trying to take care of our fans and, you know, the water monsters throughout the concourse and allowing fans to bring in clear, empty water bottles. But when you're having to do all of that, right, you really need to rethink whether this is the best time to be playing a football game.
Mac, the NCAA can't solve an issue before another one seemingly pops up, and a lot of this is outside their control, I know, but I know the state of California has recently passed a law that's going to allow college athletes in that state to hire agents, which is in direct conflict with everything the NCAA has been fighting for, you know, with the O'Bannon case and everything else. How do they deal with this? Because I do get the feeling that California won't be the last state that does this, or at least even tries to do it.
Now, are you talking about, excuse me, Paul, but, I mean, are we talking about the agent piece, or really the name, image, and likeness piece, that piece of California legislation?
We'll just talk about the agent piece right now to keep it simple. Say, you know, there's just, like, so, I said, more and more things every week.
Yeah, so, again, you know, I think it's something that we're going to have to be really, really careful. And I think, you know, the NCAA, along with each member institution, is going to have to continue to vet agents. We already do that, but making sure that, you know, we educate, and we educate our student athletes. We educate agents. You know, it's a slippery slope, and we just need to be really, really careful, and again, making sure that agents truly, truly have the best interest of our student athletes at heart.
Do you have an air conditioning system in the visiting locker room?
yes, we do. I think, you know, we do a great job in terms of you know, our facilities for visiting teams, and I think, you know, overall, as we've traveled throughout the Big 12, they're very accommodating and you know, and have nice visiting locker rooms, and you know, we have great conference partners, and so we do have AC.
A lot of players, a lot of bodies in a locker room, even if the air conditioner is as low as it could be for a hotel room, is going to eventually get warm and steamy. It's just, it's going to happen. I mean, it's just, it's. Just, I just wanted to ask you if you did that.
We do. So, you know, I'm not sure, like, what we set the thermostat on, but we do.
Oh, you're full of jokes now. Now that you got everything out. All right. So you're not leaving.
I'm not leaving. Nope.
Okay.
Just
wanted to make sure we
got
that.
Not planning on doing that anytime soon. Love Baylor, and as I said, we've got a lot more work to accomplish. Can we talk about our top five volleyball program?
Yeah. No. In fact, I was going to ask you that, because I think they have one tie, and that's on the road, maybe against Nebraska, and we know they're really good. How good they've been forever. But my goodness, they're like top five in volleyball, historic right now for them.
Yeah, and I'm not here to disagree with you, but we don't have one tie. We're actually 5-0, and the first time in program history to be ranked in the top 10, and, you know, to be able to go on the road and beat, you know, three, you know, ranked teams. Creighton, I think, at the time was 18th, and Wisconsin number 4, and Marquette number 11, and so Coach McGuire and our student athletes have done such an unbelievable job, and you know, hopefully, you know, if we can continue, and again, long season, right, haven't even begun Big 12 play. But if we can continue to compete at this level, you know, it would be great to host third and fourth rounds of the NCAA volleyball tournament here in Waco for the very first time. And so a lot of excitement. You know, I encourage our fans to come on out. We play Thursday against Houston here at the Farrell Center at 7 p.m. We also, women's soccer plays at 7 p.m. as well here at home versus Arkansas. So hope our fans come on out and support our student athletes, because really two great programs. Our soccer team right now is 3-1-1. And, you know, I think fall sports all together, we have a 10-1-1 record. And coaches and student athletes doing a great, great job.
I know the schedule ramps up. Last question for you. Mac Rose, Director of Athletics at Baylor, with us on ESPN Central Texas. The schedule, Rice in 2 weeks, and then Iowa State comes to town, which could be an incredible atmosphere at McLean Stadium and a Big 12 opener. But to see the difference in 2 years, from the year that was you almost wish never happened, but it's all about learning from adversity, to where your program is now, football against teams that you'd played before, and especially comparing where you were 2 years ago to UT San Antonio and now, what does that say besides the obvious about Matt Rule, his staff, and where the program is today?
You know, I think it says that his process works and is working. And again, you know, it's two games in, and you know, no disrespect to those two programs. They're great programs and great coaches, but you know, on paper, those were two teams that we should beat, and we did. And I think that's a sign of a mature team. I think it's a sign of a good team, and you know, particularly proud of this last game. Just thought we were really good in all three phases. But yeah, you think about where we were 2 years ago, and I think that was just part of the process. And you know, I think people got tired of that word, right? And you know, the way we used it, but you know, the way he builds a program, I think says that it works. And certainly, you know, Coach demonstrated that, Matt demonstrated that at Temple, and I think we're on that right path. And again, a lot more football to ahead of us, you know, 10 more regular season games. And but I think we're headed in a really positive direction.
Thank you, Mac. Appreciate your time. Thank you for I know you had no idea what our first question would be today, so thanks for answering that as well.
Well, appreciate you both. You guys have a great afternoon.
All right, that's Mac Rose.
Bye-bye.
Baylor Director of Athletics.